1 month after being placed on paid administrative leave, Sioux City School District Superintendent Juan Cordova has not worked on school tasks, and questions about his leave remain. Cordova was hired as superintendent for work that began on July 1st. He was placed on leave following action by the Sioux City School Board after a lengthy closed session meeting on November 10th. School board and district officials have noted that Iowa law prohibits sharing personnel information to pinpoint reasons for the leave. This week, district spokeswoman Leslie Hying said she could share no new information about Cordova's tenure or his leave. Hying clarified that when the leave action was decided, the leave was placed retroactively to November 6th. That closed session was set in order to evaluate the professional competency of a person. The regular November school board meeting followed shortly thereafter, and Cordova was not present for that. Cordova did not respond to interview requests on Wednesday. In October, the school board approved hiring a law firm from Cedar Rapids as an outside investigator for a personnel matter that has not been publicly pinpointed. Back on October 29th, another closed meeting was held by the Sioux City School Board. As a motion was made to go into closed session to discuss records that are required to be kept confidential, board member Lance Imke asked what federal statute concerning records was in play. An attorney from the Ehlers Law Firm told Imke that, at a minimum, this relates to Title IX and that she could not explain more in an open venue. Title IX of the Education Amendments Act of 1972 prohibits discrimination based on sex in education programs and activities that receive federal financial assistance. This is the second leave of absence in 4 months for Cordova. In the final days before the school year started, the board members, in a closed meeting on August 22nd, approved an unexplained leave of absence for Cordova. I'm Brett Hayworth for Siouxland Public Media News.